down by the rolling ocean, there lived a damsel fair. She was comely, tall, and handsome. She was called the village dear. Her heart she gave to a young man far on the ocean wide. And true she was to young Henry, who's on the silvery tide. Young Henry, long being absent, a nobleman there came, a courting pretty Mary, but she refused the same. I pray be gone, there is but one, there is but one, she cried. And I pray be gone, there is only one, and he's on the silvery tide. This nobleman in a passion those words to her did say, to prove your separation, I will take your life away. I will want you late and early, till you alone I'll spy. And you'll sink or swim far, far from him who's on the silvery tide. This nobleman was walking one evening to take the air down by the rolling ocean. He spied this damsel fair. Now said that cruel villain, consent and be my bride. For you'll sink or swim far, far from him who's on the silvery tide. Oh no, dear sir, she said, my vows I dare not break. Oh no, said Mary, I will die for his sweet sake. He took a pocket handkerchief, her tender hands he tied, and while screaming she went floating out on the silvery tide. It happened not long after, young Henry returned from sea, expecting to be married and appoint his wedding day. Your own true love has been murdered, her aged parents cried. She has proven her own destruction, down on the silvery tide. Young Henry went to bed that night, but no rest could he find. For the thoughts of Pretty Mary kept running through his mind. He dreamt that he was sailing far on the ocean wide, and his true love she sat weeping down by the silvery tide. Young Henry arose at midnight to search those sea banks o'er. From 3 o'clock in the morning he wandered from shore to shore, till 4 o'clock in the evening a lifeless body spied. While to and fro came floating out on the silvery tide, he knew that it was his own true love by the gold ring on her hand. He unfastened that pocket handkerchief that brought him to a stand. The name of that cruel villain young Henry quickly spied, that put an end to Mary down on the silvery tide. This nobleman was taken, the gallows was his doom, for murdering Pretty Mary all in her youthful bloom. Young Henry, quite distracted, he wandered until he died, and his last words was, "Poor Mary, down on the silvery tide."